segment with our two guests. Anything else you want to add, Detective Carroll, or your email, your contact points for other police, other peace officers in the New Jersey, New York, surrounding area that want to join with you to form, I guess, police and military against the 9/11 cover-up or for a 9/11 investigation or whatever you want to call it. You want to give out a contact point?
Email me at jmkj918@comcast.net.
And give that email out again slowly for folks, please, sir.
jmkj918@comcast.net.
All right. And come out to Ground Zero with Luke and the guys and the gals. I mean, I know you've been having some events of your own, but let's all join forces here.
Oh, absolutely. And just leaving, I just want to be very specific about this because I am coming out. I am trained very well. I know exactly what I'm doing here. So I'm going to be very specific. I'm calling on all angels. That means I'm calling to all the patriots that are listening, especially military and police. This is our responsibility. This is what we're doing. Everybody, you're either going to be a hero or you're not. This is what we're trained to do. Wake up. Don't be a dope. Get a mid, get in the game. Because I think it's going to get worse from here.
God bless you. Absolutely. Don't leave. I want to have Luke say hi to you here as well. Luke, I hope you guys get in touch with each other, and I hope more people come out to Ground Zero. A recap here where We Are Change is going right now.
Right now, we're making a new film. Right now, we're working very hard. We're out there every Saturday. We're out there having meetings every Friday. We're doing excellent work. There's a lot of amazing, good people behind us, a lot of great police officers. I want to salute the detective. Thank him so much from the bottom of my heart. There's a lot of good cops out there, but we're also going through a lot of harassment by a lot of bad cops out there. Recently, we went out to confront Henry Paulson, where I was confronted by police officers trying to arrest me for no reason. I have the video of the police officer basically stopping me, harassing me, screaming at me for no reason at all for standing on the street corner where Henry Paulson was supposed to be walking by.
Well, he's our God. He's stolen $8.5 trillion. We have to love the foreign banker.
Exactly. And the Secret Service even admitted when we ran up to Paulson and we asked him, how come you threatened martial law? How come you threatened Congress and the Senate with martial law? He grabbed the camera, and when Paulson got in his car, he was like, yeah, we were watching you all day. And then we heard everything that they were talking about with other people inside the event that they overheard the Secret Service guys talking about us. Saying,
well, Luke, have you gotten this Paulson footage up on the web yet?
Not yet. We're working on it. We're working on the film right now.
Did you get all the videos I just mailed you?
I did not get anything yet.
Okay, well, I know I've seen Rob running around here dubbing videos for you guys to use for weeks, so I don't know what's going on. We just moved. It's quite a mess. But yet again,
there's a lot of good police officers that need to educate all the other police officers because the level of harassment is really escalating with FBI officials talking to our supporters down at Ground Zero that are not even a part of our group, that are just there working, supporting us. So we need to educate as many people as we can.
Because the system is threatened, and folks can find out more at wearechange.org. And you got a lot of new chapters, right, Luke?
Yeah, we have over 77 chapters all around the world. Our news chapter is in Hawaii. We're working every day all around the world, being the change that we want to see in this world. And nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop our spirit, our soul, in finding out what's really happened on 9/11 and fighting the justice. We have great people like Major Mike McCormick, firefighters like John Schroeder, family members, Manny Badillo, Bob McLevane, being out there at Ground Zero with us, talking to regular people that don't know what's going on.
All right. Luke, we're going to talk to you for a full hour in the near future. Let me say bye to you when we end this break. And let me say goodbye to Detective John Carroll right now. John, we'll be watching your back. Watch ours. Thanks for coming on with us. Thanks for your courage.
Thanks, buddy.
You joined publicly a lot of other great people. They're standing up and fighting for truth, including former presidents of other countries, former defense ministers, you name it.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea. Less is more.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this weekend I was blown away to see this headline. It then made headlines all across the world. London Telegraph: General George S. Patton was assassinated to silence his criticism of Allied leaders' claims. New book. And in this article, it goes through the evidence that I read, little blurbs in other books, other espionage books, other World War II guests that we interviewed, letters from Patton home to family and others, his promise to have parades and go to Congress, and demand that thousands of U.S. soldiers captured by Nazis that were then, when the Russians on the Eastern Front came into Germany and Poland, they captured these U.S. servicemen, Army airmen, Army Marines, and were going to use them as slave labor. The number's as high as 12,000. He got very upset about that, very patriotic, extremely patriotic, but actually did, you know, have allegiance to his troops. He expected a lot of them, but... And I don't claim to be, I'm some expert historian on Patton, but most people don't even read about World War II. I've read a few books about Patton, probably read about more than 60 books total about World War II, because it's such a pivotal sea change in world society. But when I read this, this is what experts, you know, that we've had on over the years said about how they favorite OSS/CIA way to kill somebody. They rammed his car with a truck, jumped up, shot him with a low-velocity bullet in the throat, didn't kill him. So then they sent in NKVD to kill him. And we knew he was saying that the Russians were a threat. That, you know, that same thing MacArthur got relieved from when the Chinese poured across the Yalu River there in Korea. He wanted to use nukes, and then they went to the UN and stopped the whole deal because, of course, MacArthur wasn't at that grid level, which now totally declassified, that actually the United States put the Soviets in with money in 1917, along with the Bank of England, and of course in 1949, now completely declassified, even on the History Channel, the CIA actually went with Mao Zedong against Chiang Kai-shek and the Nationalists. So that was part of a larger strategic plan to create a false bipolar world. And so I'm getting off the issue here, and I appreciate our guest joining us, but this is an example of General George S. Patton, who was upset about a lot of things being murdered. And the London Telegraph's gone over the evidence and says they believe it's conclusive. The author talked to the famous OSS spy and assassin before he died. He also has his diary and a lot of other eyewitness reports and material, and it fits in with, it's kind of like Gulf of Tonkin. You know, we always knew that was staged, but now it's declassified. CIA admits it. Well, same thing here. So we have the expert on with us for the next 15 minutes, and I appreciate Robert K. Wilcox, author of Target Patton. And this is a book I will be getting, and I will be reading it. In fact, we have an online bookstore at InfoWars.com. Maybe I should call a publisher and buy a few hundred and sell them on the site, because this is something people need to know. Again, thank you so much for coming on the show with us, Mr. Wilcox.
Glad to be with you, Alex.
Tell us about yourself, how you got into this as a historian, and then break down what really happened to Patton.
Well, I'm a writer, and I'm always looking for good stories. And my cousin is he owns a detective agency, and we were working out one day, and he just blurts out that he knew that Patton had been killed because he talked to the guy who had a lot of information about it. Now, I was like most people; I thought that Patton had been had died from a normal accident, a car accident, and that's what I told him. He said, "Oh no, no." He said, "I can put you in touch with the guy. He'll tell you about it." Well, he didn't say he'd tell me about it, but anyway, he can put me in touch with the guy. And I then, as you mentioned earlier, went and talked to Douglas Bezzata, who was in fact an OSS assassin. Now, I want to preface this by saying that Bezzata had lived a long life as a clandestine. He had stayed on after World War II. He had been one of the first Jedbirds. This was the beginning of our special forces, and had jumped in to behind Nazi lines in conjunction with D-Day, and had organized the Maquis. Sterling guy, and one of the things I did was go right into the National Archives and found his records. Luckily, they had been finally declassified, and this guy had won as many medals as anybody. He was just a terrific, terrific guy. But he had spent a long time as a clandestine and would have never talked to me in a million years, I'm sure. But he had had a stroke, and he also had been promised that he would be given a big job in the CIA. And when he came back, of course, they didn't know who he was. There were never any records of anything like here. He had to fight to get all of his VA benefits for being stabbed, shot, all these other things. And he became very, very mad about it all. And so all of
those. Yeah, that's why E. Howard Hunt went public. He knows they killed his wife, blew her up, and, you know, he did a deathbed confession about running the op to kill Kennedy. But side issue, please continue.
Yeah, well, so that's very true. So all these things conversed, and I got him when he was sort of his guard was down, and he just began to tell me about it. And while I did not think that he had been involved, I thought he just knew. He then told me that he had been given an order by the head of the OSS, Wild Bill Donovan, to kill Patton. And this, by the way, was the result of a long plot, which was we could call Stop Patton. And this is bona fide, and when you read in Target Patton, my book, you'll see that way, way back in 44 and 43, they began to not like Patton. He had tremendous jealousy because he was so good. And then
he was anti-communist. He wasn't a globalist. He was America. I mean, he had this long pedigree back to, you know, closely related to George Washington and then all the famous Confederate, some of the famous Confederate generals. So he had this incredible pedigree that they didn't have. And we know that Eisenhower was very, very jealous of him because he was just a desk clerk. And he wasn't playing ball with Uncle Joe Stalin. But the key here is this assassin And that's what the Telegraph researched your book, and they say, yeah, this guy hung out with the royal family. This guy was like an undercover movie star with the elite, commando. So, you know, he is who he says he was, and you have the government records.
Very much so, and I became very impressed with him, not because of basically what he told me, but by going in and researching him, everything he told me was true. So when we get to this point, you know, I've got to give him the benefit of the doubt when he told me about this, but... Anyway, Patton, as you've so ably described, you know, he wanted to go to war with the Russians right then. He was very prescient. He saw what was going on. There are so many motives. You've mentioned.
That's the word for Patton. He was prescient.
Absolutely.
That's the key to a good general. Go ahead.
And he was fighting, basically, an administration which started with FDR, and then by the time this happened, with Truman, who was just following FDR's. That loved the Russians. They wanted to do everything they could. FDR called Stalin Uncle Joe, and they were so blinded, or worse, because Stalin just wanted, as you know, to take over the Eastern Europe and use it as a buffer, and that's what he got. And Patton was just nuts over this. He and they thought he was nuts. He was so mad because he said,
"Yeah, the looting of the jewels of the Western world as gulag slaves." And of course they mention a line of it. I haven't read your book yet. A line about U.S. prisoners. I mean, I haven't read your book yet. Is it in there about the 11,000?
It is in there. That was another thing that Patton was livid over. You know, once they took over those countries. Whoever was in there, including American soldiers, they were just chucked off to the gulag, and that is still an untold story. I believe you can find books about it now.
Yeah, but some numbers say 22,000, but confirmed right at 12,000 U.S. soldiers who were in German camps. The Russians take them over, and then our government just said, screw our troops, and Patton's like, screw our troops. So here he is getting in trouble for slapping cowards around, you know, to keep morale up. Because this guy's sniveling and crying, but again, using that as PR to make him look bad. But meanwhile, he actually really cared about the troops.
Oh, he cared terribly about them, and it was worse than even what you've said. I mean, FDR squelched and told people that they could not talk. This is FDR himself. You know the famous Katyn massacre,
yes.
Where the Russians massacred most of the Polish leadership so they could take over the country and then blamed it on the Nazis. Well, the Russians have now admitted this in the last few years, what had really happened, that it was the Russians.
FDR, they've now dug up the bodies, and there's even Russian bayonets and bullets in them.
Exactly. Well, there's no question because the Russians have admitted it now. They've, you know, sort of a cleanse their soul type of thing, that it was us. But at that time... FDR would not allow the records that he had commissioned. He had an investigation to be made public because it made the Russians look bad. That
he
they
was
had
such
really
a dirtbag. And from what I've read, I haven't read your book yet. The last straw, though, was the 12,000 troops going to death camps.
Well, I can't confirm that, but that is the figure that I've heard too. And I know that there were Americans that were taken away.
Well, how dare Patton not want to send U.S. troops to Russian camps for no reason? He deserved to die. He wasn't a good American. And of course, that's what Wild Bill said. He said he's a great patriot, but I need you to kill him.
Yeah, that was. This is the culmination of a series of meetings that Bezzotta said he had, which started with the stop Patton. And it's a historical fact. We know that when Patton, after he'd roared through France, he was poised in 1944 in September to go into Germany. He would have ended that war in a month or two, and imagine all the American lives that would have been saved. Well, they stopped him because Eisenhower, who was a diplomat, not a fighter, not a
coward,
he wanted the British to the bridge too far, Montgomery, and he wanted Montgomery to do this. So they stopped Patton at the German border and they took his gas. This is a matter of historical record.
Even in the Battle of the Bulge movie. And of course, that's kind of the official spin. They really wanted the Soviets to get half the country.
Well, and what happened afterwards?
Germany. Go ahead.
Yeah, because Patton couldn't go in there, he had to go and stop the same Germans who then were able to regroup and hit us at the Battle of the Bulge, which was our worst defeat. We lost more guys there than we did at D-Day.
Well, riveting. Stay there, sir. We're going to come right back to you and let you go through the book play-by-play here. I know I'm interrupting a lot. This is just such amazing history. Target Patton is the book. Google it. You can buy it at Amazon.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Short segment, got a long one coming up, so I want to hurry right back to our guest, Robert K. Wilcox. Wilcox, author of Target Patton. That's right, he interviewed the Special Forces OSS assassin. All right, let's go through with the start of Stop Patton. Discredit him, attack him, don't let him race too fast because we got to let the Soviets divide this in half. We got to deal with them. Kind of like the Nazis who divided Poland previously in 1939. Continue.
Well, that Stop Patton order came out early, and you know, and it's a combination. He was just a guy who spoke his mind. He was too good for his own britches, so to speak. He was better than anybody else, and he proved it. He just roared through France, and so they stopped him right there. And what happened was the Germans, who will tell you themselves that they were in disarray and would have been defeated, they then were able to regroup.
Because he was running a blitzkrieg similar to what the Desert Fox would do, but by holding them back, that gave them time. Go ahead.
He traveled and took more ground than any commander ever in the history of the world at that time. His tanks were rolling, you know, 400 or 500 miles in 3 or 4 days. Well, not 3 or 4 days, but maybe in a week. And it was just amazing. And the Germans were in disarray. He had pushed them out of France. They didn't know what to do. They would have been beaten. So
it was a rout.
It was a rout big time. And he couldn't believe that suddenly they're stopping him and they're giving the whole war to Montgomery, his arch rival. And Montgomery blew it again, which he had done so many times. And the worst, the Germans were able to mount this get back together and mount a Battle of the Bulge, which almost kicked us out of France. But if it hadn't, but there was Patton right there, and Eisenhower, who had set this all up. Just, you know, he called his generals together and said, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? They didn't know what to do, but Patton said, I know what to do. I'd already planned for it. And he turned this huge Third Army all the way up and stopped the Battle of the Bulge and beat the Germans there, and then was sent back into Germany. And the worst thing that ever happened to him, the day he cried, literally, was when he could not go to Berlin. But the Allies, our sides, decided to let the Russians come in, as was all planned by Stalin. He had engineered all this. And they took Berlin and the rest of Eastern Europe. And Patton had to sit on the sidelines. So that is probably, in my opinion, the biggest reason if he was killed. And understand, it is a mystery still to me. But I believe that I could go to a grand jury and get an indictment based on what we now know. Whether or not it would go to a conviction, we'd have to let that play out. But there's a lot more evidence here, and when you're ready, I'll just start it off.
Yeah, let's go over what happened. The failed assassination attempt that wounded him, and then the NKVD finishing the job.
Yeah, as I said, when I first heard about this, I like most people, thought that he had just died in a normal accident. But then I studied the accident, and it is really, really mysterious. It's the last day before Patton is to leave. There have already been 3 or 4 very, very suspicious attempts on his life, in my opinion, which you'll read. And then here's the last day. He's decided to leave the army because they have strings on him so that he can go home. And he's going to fight against the Russians, which, of course, is anathema to the administration. And he's also going to tell the secrets of how the war had been badly managed and how so many Americans died when they shouldn't have, how he could have gone on and taken Berlin. So he's on this lonely road outside of Mannheim, Germany. It's December 9th, 1945, probably 60 years ago. And it's just a lonely road, and there's this army truck that's been waiting for him. They stop at a railroad track, and then they start up. So they're not going very fast. And the driver, there's 2 other people in the car with Patton. Another general, who is his aide, is on the left side. Patton's on the right side in the back seat. They're in a Cadillac, which is a limousine. It's a big thing. It's got a lot of leg room. And there's a driver there. And this driver notices this truck, which starts up when they start up after the railroad track, and it just comes up slowly, almost abreast, and then suddenly, without signaling, turns in front of Patton's car. Patton's driver tries to turn a little to the left. They hit on the right-hand side. It's really a fender bender, but Patton ends up with a broken neck, a tremendous cut on his face, and the other 2 guys don't even move. Now, this is strange. Why did this happen? How could they have a smash and 2 guys in the car don't get scratched? And
stay there, by the way, in declassified admitted MI6 and CIA assassinations, these staged auto accidents are their favorite. They will kill you, put you in a car, and then smash a truck into it, or they will smash a truck in it, then kill you. That's how they killed Diana. So a favorite way to kill. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supplies. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end.
All right, Robert K. Wilcox, author of Target Patton, our guest. Look, what we know is this. It's in mainline history, but there were at least 12,000, right at 12,000. Some estimates are above 22,000. Let's just say 12,000 U.S. troops captured in Poland, captured in eastern Germany and other areas, captured out in the Caucasus, captured in Serbia. What's Serbia today? I mean, these a lot of these highly decorated special forces and people. And what did they get for that? Stalin, we love you. We love what you're doing. Our bankers love you. They love your New World Order. We're going to just let you keep those guys. How's that sound? A little present. We'll never see their families again. You'll work them to death, torture them to get all our secrets. That's okay because we love you. And Patton was hopping mad about that, and he died. Now, so he's in the car, fender bender, but in that second of the jolt, that's a Secret Service favorite. They'll have their patsy just shoot a .22 in the air, and then they grab the president and pump the round in him up against him. But side issue, they love distractions. They love sleight of hand. That's how they killed Yitzhak Rabin. They shot him in the car on the way to the hospital, and we've interviewed the folks from the hospital, the coroner, the doctors, everybody. But let's continue with, okay, so this truck pulls in front. They have a small fender bender with his Cadillac. What happened next?
Well, everybody speculated when the crash ends. Patton is laying on the general next to him, and he's got a bloody face, and he's got a broken neck. The other guys are not even fazed. And to jump ahead a little bit, Douglas Pezzata, the OSS assassin, said that he shot through the window a special air-blown type gun that was specially made. And he's behind a bunch of old wrecks and so on, and they actually engineered away this truck that turned without signaling, set up a firing lane for Bezzata, and he shot what amounted to a bolt that would not enter the body but would break the neck, and that's what pushed Patton right across this guy. But nobody saw in the car what happened. The general who was next to him was looking out the left-hand window. Patton is looking out the right-hand window, and the driver's forward. And the last thing Patton says, according to a memoir which I found, is that, look at that, which makes you wonder, what's he saying? Look at what? Look at what? At a gun pointed at him? At a guy shooting at him or what? Then, bam, the crash, as you said in that instant, boom, there's the crash. And then he's laying on top of the general. Well, the general and the driver all speculated without seeing that Patton had flown through the air in the car and had hit his head on a post that's in between the driver.
By the way, that's what they said Benazir Bhutto died from. Then they released the video of her being machine gunned and the bullets going. They said she hit her head. So that's it. I hope nobody shoots me and I'm on TV being shot with bullets, you know, like Scarface, and they go, "Oh, look, he hit his head."
Well, that's so true. And this, as you said, this is the major number one way to kill people, because an accident always looks like an accident. And even this bolt that he says he hit Patton with in the face, it goes into the wreckage, and then nobody thinks anything of it. It's not a bullet. It didn't enter his body, and this kind of thing. So
it's so heavy, a big bolt, it hits you and then snaps the neck.
That's right.
A concussion weapon.
Well, that's what Bezzata said. You know, I've never done it, but that's, and I have to take him at his word. You know, this is part of the mystery of all this. But anyway, so the speculation was that he had somehow hit something and broken his neck that way. Well, I can tell you, I had an accident investigator look at this scene, and because of the way that the car turned just before the hit, Patton would never have flown through the air the 4 feet in the back of the car strictly longitudinally. The direction of the car when it hit would have made him hit just the window that he was looking at. So that is false anyway, but this is the story that has always gone down, and all the historians just picked it up. You know, they write their great books about Patton's life. When it comes down to how he died, do they want to spend another 2 years to investigate it like I did? No, and they didn't.
Well, what about the media, though? I mean, I haven't seen the film in decades, but don't they have a horse cart killing him?
Well, now, this is, I mentioned earlier, there were 3 or 4 instances that I think were attempts to kill him earlier. And that is one of them. In that famous film, Patton, at the end, there's a cart, and this did happen. He was in a Jeep, and a cart comes out of an alley that he's driving by, and it has a scythe on it. That's a long stick with a knife on it. And they use it to cut wheat with. And this scythe just about cuts his head off, but it misses him. That's one of 3 attempts before what I'm talking about.
Let's briefly go over the other attempts.
Okay, the earliest was another type Jeep accident where he is just hit in a car. He's in a Jeep, and he is injured a little bit. And this happened about 3 months before what I'm talking about. But the most sensational one, and the one which is really fishy, is that right at the end of the war, Patton is flying in his Piper Cub, and he's at a very low altitude. And all of a sudden, 5 Spitfires, which are supposedly Polish, and remember, the Russians have taken over Poland at this time, 5 Polish Spitfires see him and four of them circle while one of them goes down and starts shooting at Patton's Piper Cub. Thank God the pilot of the Piper Cub is so good, he's able to get so low and into the hills that the Spitfire crashes. And this is all in Patton's diaries, and they are livid. What's going on here? Well, that was, in my opinion, covered up by saying, oh, it was a mistake. He was a young guy, and he didn't realize it wasn't a Nazi airplane. Well, this is a little Piper Cub. You're not going to think this is a Nazi airplane. And why are these four other guys circling up there, sort of like watching, you know, they're the signal guys. So anyway, this ends in the death of the Spitfire pilot, and they didn't shoot him down. And I think that those three incidences were moving up.
And so was that Soviets in the captured Polish-German Spitfires?
You never know. There are no records. And this is a big part of the evidence here. Do you know that I've looked everywhere, and there are no records on the accident that I've described, on the Polish Spitfire? It's all gone. And I'm not talking about two or three reports on the accident, this mysterious accident that Patton had. I'm talking about at least five, including an investigation, and possibly eight, and they are all gone.
Now we know that he's, and of course, cover up is evidence of the crime generally.
It is a cover up. There's no question about that.
So we have the motive. Patton's already saying he's going to go back and speak out against the Soviets. He's going to go back and tell Congress, kind of like we saw MacArthur do
and
later.
Tell secrets.
Yeah. He's going to tell secrets. He knows they're helping the Soviets. He knows they took 12,000 U.S. troops. You know, he's going to blow the whistle. He's going to destroy the future presidential chances of Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Absolutely.
That can't be allowed. And the Soviets don't like him. You know, they want America to go quietly into the night and go along with Uncle Joe, who already killed 40-something million people by that time. Let's go through what they cover in the London Telegraph and then, you know, what's in your book, Target Patton, about, you know, the collusion. So, but it doesn't kill him. He's alive in the hospital. What comes next?
He goes to the hospital, and he's going to die. Everybody thinks he's going to die. I mean, this is a bad thing. He can't move from the neck down. But he's a tough guy, and he rallies. And within a week and a half, he's doing so well. There are twitches in his fingers and his legs. And they're going to move him. They're going to fly him back to Boston, which is no easy trip at that time, which shows you how well he had become. And suddenly he has a downturn, and within 14 hours he's dead. And Bezzata says that it was the NKVD that went in there and used a poison on him. The cause of death was embolism, which is a sort of a blood clot going through your brain,
Stroke.
But there's no autopsy done on Patton, so we don't really know what happened to him. And recently, one of the family members of the Pattons was actually approached by a Russian who said, I want to tell you some information. And putting it all together, and to be real succinct about it, I think that they used a poison that mimics this, that then they can do that. And they were doing, both the OSS and the NKVD had labs where they made these kinds of poisons, which would mimic a natural cause of death. And,
now, again, the NKVD was the internal apparatus for keeping control of the Soviet Union, and it was being brought into Western Europe at that time. And specifically, let's get into that. While Bill Donovan then made a deal, go specifically through what the assassin told you about this, and then continue.
Well, not many people know that the OSS and the NKVD were in collusion. They, early on in the war, Donovan flew to Russia and proposed that the two of them work together, which was a good idea at that time. I mean, the Russians were fighting the Nazis, and, you know, Donovan is a very enigmatic man, perhaps the most enigmatic of all in World War II. And he was a guy who would take a chance. He'd make a deal with the devil.
He's the guy that flew bombers off an aircraft carrier to bomb Tokyo.
Yeah, I think he's probably his idea. I'm not certain about that. But, but anyway, he went there and he made a deal with the NKVD. Now, let me say that the NKVD just played him for a fool because they already had so many spies in America, right up to the White House. We were inundated with in the State Department, and so, you know, McCarthy, whatever his methods were, he didn't know the half of it, and we know.
Well, when McCarthy was useful to set up a police state when he was just going after little Pinkos, when he found out that the army was basically running Russia, and if you really study this, sounds like you're pretty educated, that communism was only a fake system of the Anglo-American Empire, as the head of Georgetown Political Science, Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, said. They wanted to work with fascist and communist, as the Milner Group in England said about 100 years ago, what, 98 years ago, that they wanted to work with tyrannical regimes. And so, bottom line, that's why the U.S. and England put Mao in, put Lenin in, put all these people in, was, you know, kind of these fake counter-revolutions that look like they're for the people, but they really aren't. And so, you know, as long as he was saying it was a communist threat from Russia to take over America, that was fine, when really that's butt backwards. It was the globalists that we know of today who were actually finger-puppeting the Soviets. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, you're really ahead of me on that one. You know an awful lot about that. But what I do know is that Venona, which was our breaking of the Russian codes during World War II, and which has been kept secret until just recently, now shows us that there were many, many, many hundreds of spies in our government apparatus, Russian spies, who were telling Stalin daily what was going on. So going back to the OSS collusion with the NKVD, they didn't really need it, but they went ahead with it because it served their purposes, and they played Donovan like a marionette.
Do you see how the Western overarching Anglo-American Empire used its Soviet base as a system to send in spies that were untraceable, with even the NKVD, KGB spies, in the case of the U.S., not even knowing they were under the control of the larger system?
Well, that certainly could be true. I just don't know any more than what I've done here.
Well, you know, I mean, when McCarthy found out about it, that's when they blew him away.
Well,
that's when they politically shut him down.
There are probably 20 books here, you know, to detail all this. But all I can really talk about is Patton and what happened to him. And, you know, we haven't spoken about one thing, and that is that on the NKVD side, I tracked down a American agent who was with Patton's armies. He was a CIC agent, a counterintelligence agency, and his job was to find these kinds of plots. And he was dealing with the Russians, and he found out that Stalin had put Patton on a death list, a hit list. And so he went back, and he tried to stop this, and he had to deal with Wild Bill Donovan. This is all written in this man's book. I did not speak to him. He died. But I found his book, which was really written for his children. They gave it to me, and it is an amazing, amazing document. And it talks all about this. And through three different sources at three different times, this agent who had been with Patton and was in Germany at that time, as was Bazada at the time of Patton's death, he was run out by Donovan under threat of his life, and he had to live here that way for many years. He eventually came out of that and became a Republican staffer type, and he worked for Reagan and some others. Both Bazada and this other agent, Stephen Skubic, are two great, great witnesses in this. They really have a lot of credibility. And so on that side, on the Russian side, Skubic found out that they had this plan, that they were working with the OSS to kill Patton, tried to stop it, and was run out of Germany under threat of his life.
Just unbelievably amazing. And when you were talking to the assassin, you know, why was he telling you he was going public about this?
Well, that's a great question. He never would have gone public. But as he came back, as I mentioned earlier, he'd been promised a great job with the CIA. Nobody knew him. He had to fight for his benefits.
They screwed him.
They screwed him royally. And he began to see things that he had always kept quiet be put out in books. And so he became really, really disenchanted with the whole situation. And so he actually did, in 1979, make a statement to the Spotlight, which was a newspaper which is no longer around. It was in...
it's now American Free Press. You know.
Yes. And in that statement, he said, I know who killed Patton because I was given money to do so. It wasn't me, but I know who did it. And this was his first act of kind of, I'm tired of this, you know. I'm not going to sit on this any longer. And because his father, by the way, was a Presbyterian minister of great reputation in New Jersey, and he had a lot of pangs about that, living the life that he had as a as an assassin for many, many years for his government. He just had to get this out of him, and when he had the stroke, that finally broke down his barriers, and I came along, and he began to tell me this whole thing.
That's right. As we prepare to go across the River Styx, a lot of people finally have that courage to tell the truth and get the wickedness off their chest. Will you do it before you die?
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds.
For a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
This is not America. Patton refused to be quiet about 12,000 U.S. troops captured by the Soviets out of German prisoner of war camps going to slave gulags. Few of the men escaped, and books are written about the subject. There's been mainstream news shows about it, but they claim the U.S. didn't know. No, the U.S. knew and could care less about those troops. That's how evil the government was then. Can you imagine how bad they are now. Sir, I want to have you back up for a full hour in the next few weeks after the new year just to take calls from listeners and all the angles they're going to cover. I'm going to get your book, Target Patent. I know it's available at Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere, and I hope people will get it. In closing, we got about 2 minutes left. Other key points you haven't gotten to?
Not really. I think we've covered – well, yes, there is one great one, the fake car. I thought that I would go to the Patton Museum where they have the car, they say, that Patton was injured in, and I would be able to at last, you know, sort of see the crime scene and see what happened there. Well, I took an expert from Detroit on Cadillac, specifically that Cadillac, the 1938 Cadillac Limousine 7533 is what it's technically called, and we found out that that is not the car. It's it's a 1939 car that has been rebuilt, and the major discovery was that, you know, a VIN number, you can take a VIN even today. It's a vehicle identification number. It's soldered into the chassis, and every car has it. And this VIN number was scraped out. So there's no question that somebody wanted the museum to think that it was the real car, which they did, but it is not the real car. It's a 1939.
So more evidence of cover-up. We're going to have you back. Do you want to fire out your specific website, Mr. Wilcox?
Sure. I'm at www.robertkwilcox.com. That's my name, Robert K. Wilcox. But as you said, Amazon has the book, and it's something that everyone needs to read.
All right, I want you to have a great Christmas, great holiday, and again, I want to have you back up for an hour sometime in January.
I'll be glad, Alex. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming on. Great knowledge. Everything that guy say checks out with my own research, and then he expands on it for us. Speaking of Christmas, I'm not going to be live tomorrow. I may be live Friday. Tomorrow I'm going to be downtown serving homeless. There's a lot of groups doing that, but I'm going to be with my children and my wife downtown. I'm not saying I'm goody two-shoes, but that's how I help the community. I also give money to groups feeding the homeless and helping old people, because we have to teach our children not to be decadent. We have to show people how poor folks are living, so it's also an education. That's how I'm enriched, by helping them. And it's our job to do that. So, you know, I know it's fun to sit around sucking your thumb watching football or baseball and thinking about yourself all day, but if we don't think about each other, we have no future at all. You should also think about yourself and get financially viable. And with all these Madoff scammers running Wall Street, the dollar and the currency's dead meat. And Ted Anderson had a pitch for you today. The gold he bought at 770. They happened to get 50 Buffalo coins in that nobody can get. And there isn't even a premium on these. These are factored in at the 770 level. 800-686-2237. British Sovereigns at 252. Franks at 203. You can't beat that deal on Franks. And Walking Liberty half dollar silver dollars, 840 apiece. You can't find a deal like that anywhere, folks. This is a great deal. Check it out. The brokers will be there through midnight tonight, 800-686-2237. And it's still not too late to give a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And, yes, this show needs your financial support. So you don't just get all the great books and videos and materials at PrisonPlanet.tv. Your subscription makes this show possible. So get a subscription. Give it to others as a gift. God bless you all. We are out of time. Rebroadcast with all the informative guests we had on starts now on the web at InfoWars.com. And don't forget the free...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have a-